proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
I'm wearing grown-up people pants today.
You are. I noticed that. What's going on?
Jody and I have a meeting with one of our clients today with Lily and Grace. I know that sounds like two people. I said one of our clients, and then I named two people, but the name of the business is called Lily and Grace.
Yeah.
Robin is the lady's name we're meeting with today.
Yeah, she runs that whole...
Yeah, she owns it. Yeah, she and her husband.
That place is beautiful. Yeah. I don't know anything about home furnishings or interior design, but it is stunningly beautiful.
You said they had a Galentine's Day thing last night?
Yeah, yesterday, 2 to 6, they did a Galentine's Day event where you could get what I found out is called permanent jewelry. Yeah. I had to look up what that is. I didn't know about that. That's like whole thing. And then they were doing like champagne and hors d'oeuvres and stuff. It was like a really nice event for the ladies.
I've never told you my story of the permanent jewelry, Riggins.
Oh, you know what this is?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's see. Probably 2 years ago, my little friend Jenny and I, we were in Florida for her birthday. I mean, we always go to Florida for her birthday weekend.
And stuff. Yeah.
And so she wanted, because, you know, we always laugh because I'll tell people we're best friends and she'll say we're not best friends. Right. And so she said, let's go get one of those, let's get those permanent bracelets, you know, that match each other.
Yeah.
And we're in there getting ready to do it. And Michael's looking at me and he goes, you're a better man than I am. You know? So I did it and it was fun. And she sold it as being fun and funny. And then she goes, you can take it off whenever, you know, she paid for it. So you can take it off whenever. Well, we get back. You remember I was wearing a little dainty looking bracelet?
It's like a real thin chain.
Because they solder it onto, you can't take it off unless you break it or cut it.
When I was like, oh, it sounds like you can't take it off. And it turns out that's exactly what it is. Right. You're not supposed to be able to take it off.
And so I kept it on. It was, I kept it on about 2 weeks after I got back and stuff. And I'm not a jewelry person anyway.
Especially not bracelets.
And it looked like it was a woman's bracelet. It was a little thin women's bracelet. And she goes, take it up, give it to Jody and have Jody, you know, put it on, have somebody put it on Jody.
Yeah.
And finally I did. And when I did that, she's like, she was waiting on me to do that. She's like, I can't believe you did that. And she still rags me about it. We're not even friends. You took your bracelet off.
Is she still wearing hers?
Yeah.
Oh, she
is. Now Jody wears the other one.
Oh.
What it's for. Women friends get them.
Sure.
And they match each other. But,
yeah, but
Jody's like, I'll take it. It's pretty.
She swapped you for Jody.
Oh, yeah.
Real quick.
Mm-hmm. But no, she'll say that I swapped Jody in.
Well, that's true.
I mean, that's how the thought process in the plan is to have something to pick on me about between her and my wife.
Sure. Yeah. Kicking you all the time. Mm-hmm.
It's like, I know he's going to want to take it off and I'm going to act like I'm okay with it. But once he does, then I'm going to say, I can't believe you took it off.
Yeah.
I'm going to rag him about it.
They tag team you and they break you down. Break it down.
I said, now, if it would have been a more masculine looking thing, I would have kept it.
Yeah, sure. If it was literally anything other than a dainty, fine chain around my wrist.
But that, you know, that's been popular now for several years. And I guess it's getting like to a point now where it's at its peak.
Yeah, I never heard of it.
Because Jody's friend Jodine does it now. She has a little business where she does the permanent jewelry.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I bet you they do it at that. What's Lindsay's client in Statesville?
R. Gregory Jewelers.
Yeah, R. Gregory.
I bet they do it there.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know for sure, but.
Do they solder it on?
Uh-huh. Yeah. They pull it off of a rope thing to measure how much of the chain you need.
Yeah.
And then they cut it and then solder it.
Yeah.
But it has to be fine soldered work because you're not supposed to be able to see where it's. Yeah. It's soldered, so you have to learn how to do it.
Yeah.
It's a craft.
Well, I'm sure the fine folks at Lily and Grace had the best of the best doing the permanent jewelry at their Galentine's Day event yesterday.
Can you see me?
Is it only bracelets?
Mostly. I think it is. That's all bracelets because you got because I don't know what else. I guess you could put a permanent necklace on, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Permanent belly chain, you know, to gain weight, you lose. Yeah. You got to be disciplined to keep mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, if it busts, then
ripping your belly button out.
But yeah, you see men going, hey man, let's go get some permanent friendship jewelry.
Come on, dude, brothers for life.
Yeah, you know that's the men version of a tattoo.
Yeah,
you know, like you and your brothers have the same tattoo.
Yeah,
yeah. This is the women version of that. Go get permanent jewelry.
And even I would not do it again. I'm like, no, y'all go ahead. I mean, you can get tattoos. I'm honored, I guess. Like, who cares? But
I guess
I'm not doing it. Yeah, I mean.
And did they get theirs? I can't remember. Theirs is in the same place yours is on their back, on your shoulder blade.
Yeah. It's big. It's like, why was it so big? And why on your shoulder? You can't ever even see it most of the time. I mean, unless you're specifically looking for it. I don't know.
You mean you can't see it yourself? You mean
I got to look in a mirror to see it. And it's bigger than what I would have done.
Why didn't you just say?
Because, well.
You were drunk?
I was drunk and maybe, you know, I wasn't in my right mind.
Drunk
was the least of my problems that day. That was the least affecting thing. It was everything else. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I did it because they did it. That's sort of the story of my life. I'm doing it because they're doing it, and I follow them.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like you were a little kid either.
I was
grown.
I was in my 20s. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't do it again.
Do they like theirs?
They never mention them. Mm. I mean, it was cool at the time. I remember thinking.
No regrets.
Well, sorry. I got regrets. I got plenty of them from like just this week. Mm-hmm. I got regrets. Speaking of tattoos, you know, the woman that got the Rick Springfield tattoo sent us a message.
She did?
Yes. And submitted a picture. I mean, you got to tell the story, but she messaged us.
When we hadn't been in living in Charlotte, working in Charlotte, but for maybe a year and a half at this point, could have been 2 years, but, we were doing a concert. The station was sponsoring a concert, and they brought in this big lineup of acts. And they're usually, when a radio station does that, you know, before the big companies like iHeart and all these companies would do these festivals and all, where the entire corporation is putting on the concert, individual radio stations would do it, and you would get whoever you could that had, you know, maybe one or two hits at the time. And then those were the ones leading, you know, the lineup as opening acts. And then you'd have a big act, either somebody who was, you know, had several hits already, or a retro act to be the headliner. Well, Rick Springfield was the retro act in this one. And he was the big retro act, and all this certain fan base was coming to see. This woman said she called in and said, we were like, what would you do for tickets to, it was called Kiss Concert. What would you do for tickets to Kiss Concert? And she said, I love Rick Springfield so much. I'd get a tattoo just to get the tickets. And we said, well, would you get the Ace and TJ logo tattooed on you? She said, I sure would. And we set it up. We would do it during the show.
Yeah.
And we got a tattoo guy that just volunteered. He called in. I'll do it. I'm a tattoo artist. We didn't vet him. We didn't do, you know, it's like, okay, cool. You got it. Whatever. So she came in to get it done. And during the process of putting the tattoo on her on the air, the tattoo artist had to jump up and go pass a kidney stone. I swear to God. He said, hang on, I'll be right back. And he goes, we hear him yelling down the bathroom was right down the hall. And he just like in the urinal right there, passed the kidney stone.
Brutal.
And then went back to work on it.
Yeah.
And the logo that we had, the Ace and TJ logo, was a big block with solid black and white letters, and, you know, just bold.
Yeah.
And didn't make for a good looking tattoo. And she got it on her ass, like right on her butt cheek.
Well, yeah. So the message she sends, she said, I followed Ace and TJ since 1998. I was the one that had the Ace and TJ tattoo done live on the air in 1999 to see Rick Springfield. And I was in a panic, but Ace had me laughing, trying to keep me calm. He was such a nice guy with a big heart. that quickly becomes the top comment under this post I made. And every comment is like, holy shit, we need to see it. So she follows up. That's getting like, you know, tons of likes. So she finally says, I didn't think before posting this. I just want to honor and remember Ace. I meant for it to be about him. I had no idea what I was doing, but he and TJ were both beyond nice and made me feel so comfortable. So clearly she just thrown this up as a tribute to Ace. Yeah. And everybody's like, we want to see the Ace and TJ tattoo.
But she didn't show.
She didn't. She
clearly may have gotten it covered up or something.
Maybe she did, or she just didn't want to, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't have won any art awards, I can tell you that.
Great tattoo. Well, what's worse? I mean, tattooing somebody while you're trying to pass a kidney stone, that's got to be the most excruciating thing ever.
And while you're on a radio show doing it as well. Yeah, it had to be so nerve-wracking.
It's like having a hemorrhoid attack while trying to do brain surgery or something. That's crazy.
And I think he was new to, you know, he had just gotten his license and that sort of thing. Super guy. And we talked to him several times, you know, in the years after that.
Yeah.
But,
so many people remember, oh my gosh, I remember that. Dang, you were brave. Now we need to see it. I was a constant caller. Always try to talk to them on the show. And Ace and TJ talked to me quite a bit. A lot of people remember that.
Why wouldn't she put a picture of it up, though?
I think she was embarrassed.
But, I mean, it's just the logo.
I know. Well.
But you didn't have to. Well, she wouldn't have to show her butt or anything. Just the logo.
She might have been overwhelmed. She was just trying to pay tribute. And then there's like 20 comments like, we want to see it. We want to see it.
But, of course. I mean, everybody's going to want to see it.
Of course they do.
I mean,
but yeah, crazy.
God, it's so stupid.
I can't even believe it.
We do stuff like that.
Yeah, you read some of these things.
We'd never be able to do
that
today.
Oh, please.
We'd get sued.
Yeah, you read some of these things.
But statute of limitations is up.
Yeah, that's true. Nice try. If you're looking for a dollar out of us, you got another thing coming.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny, though.
Bless.
Yeah. I bet Ace loved that bit too. Oh, he'd probably do that again, like right now.
To put his name somewhere? Are you kidding me? Oh,
yeah, he would have loved that.
I'm surprised he didn't have in the grill of his car one of those things that pops up with his Ace,
the little
in a neon sign. Yeah, and he thought that was gonna put our name on her forever.
Yeah.
AKA my name on her forever.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.